Mary had a little man.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream. Okay.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
I want to talk to the Trump supporters for a minute. I don't know who you are, and I don't know why you like this guy.
Whatever he does, he accuses everyone else of doing. The man cannot tell the truth, but he combines it with being a narcissist. A narcissist at a level I don't think this country's ever seen.
And my concern is that he would grab up that power and really treat the country as sort of his little bully fiefdom.
Donald Trump is everything I taught my children not to do in kindergarten.
He's been exploiting working Americans for 40 years.
He's a race-baiting, xenophobic, religious bigot.
He says he's for the little guy, but he's actually built a lot of his businesses on the backs of the little guy.
You know, Donald Trump the other day said that, it, quote, if he tells a soldier to commit a war crime, the soldier will just go do it.
And I don't think Donald Trump has even read the Constitution, knows what's in the Constitution.
A toxic mix of demagoguery and mean-spiritedness and nonsense.
I just cannot support Donald Trump.
Donald Trump is a delusional narcissist and an orange-faced windbag.
Donald Trump is a con artist.
He doesn't know the difference between truth and lies. He lies practically every word that comes out of his mouth.
I think he's a kook. I think he's crazy. I think he's unfit for office.
Oh, for God's sake.
Everybody okay? Okay? All right then. Okay. So this isn't over. I want you to understand it's not over. The white nationalists, the Boogaloo Boys, the Proud Boys, the Oath Keepers, the Three Percenters, I mean this ragtag mob of lunatic fringy people who believe all the swill that they read on Facebook and Parler and Gab and Reddit and all of these ridiculous conservative websites like even Breitbart and the rest of them, they are convinced that there needs to be more bloodshed. They are very proud of what they accomplished thus far. That is true. They believe they were acting on the orders of one Donald J. Trump. The forums that they communicate on, for the most part, have been taken down by virtue of corporate America deciding not to provide them servers for the dissemination of their wickedness, for the dissemination of their evil, for the dissemination of their violence, for the dissemination of their desire for mob rule. And so I just would like to very briefly tell you that corporate America is not the government. Therefore, there's no First Amendment right that's being infringed upon by corporate America. This is why people, how could Twitter do this? That's a violation of the First Amendment. The First Amendment guarantees you protection against government infringement on your speech. It doesn't say that Twitter or Gab or Parler or any private company, any company publicly traded, any company at all, must allow you to yell fire in a crowded theater or must allow you to storm, organize a overthrow of the American government using their businesses. If that were true, let's just say, the pressure of an example of corporate America not liking someone's free speech and firing them, Colin Kaepernick. Let that sink in for a brief moment. The NFL didn't like Colin Kaepernick's peaceful taking of a knee to protest the slaughter of unarmed black Americans over and over and over again, and they fired him. That is what happened with Google and Amazon and all of the other servers that allow for the dissemination of violence and violent, organization and violent behavior and threats against, death threats against sitting members of Congress, death threats against Mike Pence. I got to tell you, there's not one single person in my orbit of free thinkers that thinks Mike Pence has been on the right side of history. But not one of us have ever, ever threatened his life or gone down a bad road of violence. Not one of us have ever, ever allowed for any mention of, countenance of, tweeting of, Facebooking of, posting of any violence against anybody with whom we believe has been on the wrong side of history. That piece right there that we opened the show with, they knew. Lindsey Graham knew. Mike Pence knew. Kellyanne Conway knew. Marco Rubio knew. What's his face from Kentucky? Rand Paul. They all knew. They all knew he was insane. They all knew that he was a dictator. They all knew that he was going to end up in this mess. They all knew that he was going to break the law after the first impeachment, where they all refused to call even one witness. They all refused to even have a trial. They all refused to even admit one document, one piece of evidence, any documents, any testimony, anything. And they just let him be emboldened by getting away with extorting a foreign leader. Now he's extorting us. Now he's holding us hostage for the next 9 freaking days. And everybody is sitting around going, do you think he's going to do something even crazier? Well, hell yes. What's wrong with people? Of course he is. They're already organizing. They're already out there. This started the violence really in real terms. It started after Charlottesville. There were some people, there were good people on both sides. That was the first indication that white supremacists got from Donald Trump that they could get away with violence. That they could, that Heather Heyer could end up dead, and that he would see good people in them, okay? And then the Liberate Michigan crowd, okay? The Liberate Michigan crowd, obviously he tweeted Liberate Michigan, and you had the Boogaloo Boys actually try to kidnap and execute the governor of Michigan. And there's more to come. You understand that they have been rampant online. Okay, they've been online for weeks. They're planning on January 20th. They're planning a million militia march because they think that if they show up with enough people, they can overrun the government. They have said online that they want to burn it down if they have to, meaning the Capitol. They have said that there's going to be a secondary attack. They have said that they want to start arriving in Washington on January 16th. They plan to be armed. They are calling for insurrection at all 50 state capitals, okay? This was reported in the Washington Post over the weekend, okay? There are many, many groups that monitor violent and hate speech and white supremacist groups and all that. Not, some of them the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Anti-Defamation League, etc. But there are tons of them that you haven't heard of. The Althea Group is one of them. There's tons. And there's a whole army of left-wing activists also that monitored all this hate speech. And we see that, they are planning to do this again. We understand. The Utah Capitol, Pittsburgh, Columbus, Ohio. It's called the Armed March on All State Capitals, localized events in all 50 states. They've been doing this on Twitter and Facebook. I mean, it's easy. And those are the mainstream places, right? It's not over.